Brian Fire Marshal William Bouse on the hand, right in time for Labor Day.
Absolutely. We're going to have a three-day weekend. Everybody's going to have a good time. And if everybody's safe, we won't have any problems.
If we get any sort of rain, it may come with lightning, which you never know would spark anything anywhere.
Absolutely.
And you can't avoid that, but you can't avoid setting a fire otherwise.
Oh, yeah. And considering the weather report has worked so well since the beginning of this week, and we are just coated in water, and it looks like we're not going to get any tomorrow, I think it's going to be a very dry Labor Day, and so all the barbecuers are going to have to be extremely careful. I know that they've been talking about the tailgating over there at A&M and offering for there to be lots of water around and asking to bring fire extinguishers or some kind of extinguishment material for your barbecues. And that's what should be done anywhere.
Stupid question. What would work better, water or sand?
Sand will cover stuff up, but water will definitely extinguish and cool anything that you are using as a barbecue, be it a piece of wood or whether it's charcoal briquettes. And so I like just copious amounts of water, gallons and gallons of it. But whichever source to keep it from spreading, you know, I'm not against any of them, but several gallons of water in a bucket is a really good way to extinguish charcoal.
It is the first big weekend with the expanded population since the colleges are back in town and apartments are filled up and housing is filled up again, and a reminder about where and where not to start a fire.
Right. There is code rules in College Station and Bryan both as far as the multifamily housing, the apartment complexes and condos, that they cannot store or use barbecues on or under the balconies, first floor or higher floors. If you own your own home, you, of course, have more rights to use it where you want, but the guideline is that you definitely want to step away from the house a good ways. We usually say a 10 feet minimum, and you don't want to do it under your back porch or your patio or on a wooden deck. We've lost, in my time with the marshal's office, we've lost houses to all of those type of things. It will get you a citation if you do it in an apartment complex.
And then at parks and other recreational areas, just be totally careful with any flammable materials, whether it's a cigarette butt or anything like that.
Absolutely. Those are all so upsetting as far as losses because they're so preventable just by a little extra care. We are always wanting people to just be a little more cautious because of the severe drought. We've been in a while. People seem to have been stepping up to the plate over the last few months. We've seen kind of a decrease that shows us that we think people are being more careful because they know it's bad. But we still have to come out and remind everybody during these festive holidays that this is a prime time to have a disaster to darken the holiday, and we don't want that.
Another couple of minutes left. What else is happening?
I do want to go ahead and remind everybody, since we do have Lake Bryan, that boating safety is going to be a very important thing. Not drinking and driving, not drinking and boating, not swimming after having too much to drink, hydrating a lot if you're out doing any kind of athletic activities. And then getting ready for a blood drive that we're going to have on September 13th at the City Hall in Bryan. It's going to be the Guns and Hoses friendly rivalry between police department and fire department to see who can get the most people to come in and give blood in their for that department, and we're going to keep a track of who's giving for whom, and it's a friendly rivalry, but more than anything else, we just want a really good result overall of blood given. So mark it on your calendar, September 13th. That's Tuesday, right before you and I see each other again. In the basement of the Bryan Municipal Building. And the time, I believe, is between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Tuesday, September 13th. So please come and give.
And you don't need to make an appointment. You just walk in.
The information I have in front of me does not say anything about appointments, but I will try to keep you updated through WTAW if I hear anything different. And or the Bryan, Texas webpage, which is www.bryantx.gov.
Very good. Well, we hope in 2 weeks when we come to visit, we don't lead off talking about problems from the Labor Day holiday. I hope it's safe and secure for everybody.
I hope so.
For sure. William Bass, Bryan Fire Marshal, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.